Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on the nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean, Will, is, and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it.
Out of thought. Out of thought.
Yeah.
You know the word therapy?
Yeah.
If you say therapy, it just sounds like in your accent, it just sounds like someone with a lisp saying syrupy.
Therapy. Therapy.
Say it again.
Therapy.
Now, are you saying syrupy?
Therapy. Therapy. It is identical. Because hang on. Syrupy. Therapy.
You know what I mean? Me and Lou are hung.
What's wrong with us? I went out Friday, Saturday, Sunday and then said I wasn't drinking till Europe. I got to Wednesday.
You got to Wednesday, bud. To your defence, the State of Origin was on.
Yeah, that's why I'm in all blue mourning the blues.
I've accidentally worn fucking red.
From maroon.
For our international listeners, the State of Origin is a rugby league clash between the great states of New South Wales and Queensland.
Question. You don't have to live in New South Wales to be in the blues team. It's if you grew up here, right?
What's it called? What's the whole competition called?
State of Origin.
So what does that mean, buddy?
That you've got to live in the state.
State of Origin.
Yes. Oh, sorry. So where they grew up.
Yeah, it's where you originated. It's the State of Origin.
Uh-huh. Well, see, Judge, I usually just call it the State of O. So sometimes I forget that Origin is part of it.
You just need to speed it up. You're a bit time poor.
Sometimes I'm very busy.
With?
Content. Walks.
Couldn't even think of anything else you do. Oh, yeah. You can go.
I haven't done a single thing today. I ordered Uber Eats at 7:45.
Well, sorry? At 7:45?
I am.
I got no, I understood I that because it's still the day.
Yeah.
So we haven't reached night.
I got a Coke Zez and a...
Don't. Stop it with this shit.
I got a Coke Zez and a cheese and ham toasty, and it said extras and it said hash brown. So I thought, fucking oath, I'll chuck a hashy in my toasty. But it arrived separate. The hashy was just on its
what
own.
What sort of toast did you get?
Ham and cheese.
Thank you. You said cheese and ham before and that was an odd combo.
I love cheese. I love it melted. I love it hard. I love any type of cheese.
I know you do, buddy. Dick cheese?
That's disgusting.
Well, you've said any type of cheese. Now suddenly there's one you don't like. I'm starting to think you're a cheese hater.
Is dick cheese?
I'm circumcised, so I don't know. I've never had to deal with it.
I don't really want to get into it.
Dior, you got a foreskin?
Mate, of course not. It would be against my family tradition and history.
Are you Jewish?
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
We're not starting the podcast with, do you have a foreskin?
Ask Tobler, he's the only one here.
Tobbs, you got a forey?
Oh, guys, no.
You got an anteater.
Guys.
This is good stuff.
Eyebrow.
I love it when both Dior and Tobbs are here because it's fun.
It just gangs up on Lulu. I can't join in on the penis chat.
Oh, I was going to go real rogue there, and I thought, you know what? Nah, I'm back. I'm wooing it. I'm wooing up.
We're already hungover, which means it's going to be loose.
Oh, mate.
Oh,
you said it for me.
Mate, that... Anyway, can I tell you something that happened to my night?
Sorry. Nah.
Yeah, okay, I'll just sit here in silence for the rest of the pod. No, okay. So...
Yeah. Jesus. This is fucked. Oh, okay.
Okay. Anyway, as I was saying, my friend Tor was going on a date last night. So she obviously... Her being my best friend, moral support. I went to the Rojo with her. And I was like literally just going to have a soda water. And then another one of our friends came and he got a bottle of wine.
Mm.
So I was like, oh, I'm not going to sit here and, you know, not have a glass.
Correct.
And then our other friend, Maddie, who runs Fit One Boxing,
mm.
great place if you ever need to go boxing, decides to bring over a round of margaritas.
Okay.
So that's when things started to go a bit pear-shaped, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Then we went back to
fucking
a
fucking hate margaritas, eh?
I love them.
They make my stomach hurt bad.
Too acidy for you?
Big time.
Oh, little judge, you can't handle the acid in his book.
Yeah.
Can't handle spicy food, but now I have hot sauce. But a margarita hurts my tum-tum.
That's good shit. I like that. That's good reckon. Wrecked.
It's wrecked. But then...
That's good shit.
Anyway, I went to bed... I don't know, 1 a.m. or whatever. And I always play white noise. It helps me go to sleep. You know I'm a freak. I wear an eye mask, everything. Kevin.
Yeah, hello, yeah, you're a fucking weirdo. I'm an
absolute freak. and I usually put it on loop so that it just keeps going because it's only a 3-hour white noise on Spotify. For some reason, I must have only put it on, like, cued it twice or whatever. And so at about 5:10 in the morning, Pitbull just starts blaring.
Oh, my God.
It's like, we at the hotel.
No.
Motel Holiday Inn.
That's a bad
one. And
then
I was wide awake. And I was like, I need more sleep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's fucked.
It was really annoying. Like, I love you, Pitbull, but not at 5 in the morning.
Not at 5 in the morning. Unless you're in Ibiza and you've done an all-nighter.
Yeah.
But not after a sleep. No. Not to wake up to.
No, sorry. I'll turn my phone on silent.
That's okay, buddy. Yeah, I fucking...
you sent it in Suzzy Hills.
Yeah, went to bloody...
Sorry, I've never, ever, ever in my life called it...
Why are you...
Suzzy
You've also
Hills?
Never called it State of O. You don't do that. You've called
I
it a
do
Coke,
call it State
a
of
Coke
O.
Zizza and Suzzy Hill. What's happening? Stop it. No, you stop
I
it.
I don't mind State of O and Coke Ziz, but Suzzy Hill, that is the ickiest thing I've ever said.
Because you're I'm not even... It's not drinks. Even quicker.
Going out for drinks in Suzzy Hill.
Yeah, no, buddy. No.
Sorry, I take that back big time.
Yeah, so I was in Suzzy Hizza and at the Fozzy Fozzies, the Foresters, and then we went to the Clozzy.
Oh, you clock.
To
the Clocky Inn?
Yeah, the Clock. Hotel. Yeah, we fucking gave it a nudge. It was fun.
Tell us what you sent in the group chat. What time did you text saying that you...
Oh, like what? 20 to 3
it
or something.
2:39 a.m.
2:39.
You said, guys, can we push the potty back? I can't sleep.
Yeah, I was a naughty boy.
Mm.
Yeah, so gave it a fucking proper nudge there.
Did you wake Steph up when you got home?
No. I literally snuck into the house, jumped on the couch.
Oh, so you didn't even stay in bed?
I couldn't even go up to my man cave.
Why?
Because I was scared the stairs would make too much noise. So I was like, fuck it.
So excited to live on my own and just stomp around.
Yeah,
make
dude.
Make as much noise as I want.
Yeah, that's living.
I'll just stomp, stomp, stomp.
Will you?
I'll just drop hot laps around the house.
You don't even need to leave.
Stompity stomp stomp. I might get a treadmill for winter. Those ones that like you just sit up on the wall and then
what?
You fold it down.
Really?
The ones that you don't need a handle bar. Just like a flat one. You just walk.
Oh, on. They walk. They do that. Work them.
Yeah.
People walk and
see,
work.
See, that's what I'll be doing. My you, laptop.
No. You're 50% there. You're 50% there. You'll be.
Oh, I've got to do admin. Jump on the treaty. Let's send some emails. Ding, 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 ding.
When's the last email you sent?
Today to my lawyer. I said, looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Why you got a lawyer?
There's a lot of, I've done a lot of bad things.
A lot of litigation.
Nah, just big girl business shit, man.
Okay,
pound it, bruv.
Do I need a lawyer?
Yep.
Okay, fuck, I'll have yours then.
You'll like him.
But you pay for it.
You have to pay for it.
But you do for me.
Oh.
Because it's your lawyer.
It's not illegal.
It's not illegal. It
could be your birthday present.
Thanks.
What did Lou get you? Oh, she just paid my lawyer fees. They don't miss you. It's not in my bloody wheelhouse.
I like it.
I kind of have started saying it.
You have? Not in my wheelhouse?
Around you, though, but now I'm worried I won't be around you and I'll say it.
Don't be worried about not being around me, buddy. We're going to remain friends. It's okay.
What would happen if we had, like, a massive fight and then... What like we had
wonder to, what our first fight's gonna be?
Yeah, I know what it'll be.
What
I'll want something cut from the podcast that I think was inappropriate.
Yes,
and you'll go, it's fucking staying in.
That's where most of the contention comes from with you and I. It's never really been a big issue.
No, because you're quite good at if I'm like, no, I really feel uncomfortable that being put out.
Yeah, there. I don't want you to feel uncomfortable.
Then you'll go, that's fine.
But if I think something is also equally fine.
I remember when we very first started, and I didn't want to speak about the Rusty Queen. We cut that.
Jeez, how far we've fallen.
How far, seriously. I literally said that to someone last night. I was like, at the start, I was quite cautious because I was kind of like, well, how much do I reveal?
Yeah.
Everything is out there now.
Correct.
Like, there's not a single thing that the bedwetters don't know about us.
I mean, well, now they know all of our respective penises. I mean, for crying out loud. I mean, you know what I mean? It's fucking wild, mate. Yeah. Why is this jumper so... I was wearing a hoodie, but I spilt my coffee on a little over it. Yeah. Lou's made me a Hydrolite with 3 Hydrolites in it.
That was quite nice of me. Oh, yeah, what's that? Also, you had a present for me, and then you...
I honestly forgot it, Dale.
But you've done that twice.
Do you want to know why? Because I've been moving house, and I've obviously put it up in my loft.
Can I have a hint of what it is?
It's fancy.
Fancy?
Now,
not like a joke present.
Not a jezzin'. I'm going to give you something that's going to pep us up.
What is it? Will I be able to sleep tonight?
Yeah, it's not cocaine.
Whoa, I nearly just... I think I peed a little.
Why? Oh, no.
Do
you want to go check?
No, we're all good.
You okay?
No. What? I don't know. I just felt like I nearly pissed my pants.
Okay. But so we weren't even laughing that up.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. This is going to be rough, this boy.
Apparently, when you've got a really weak bladder, it means you could have diabetes. What is this? Does it not taste nice?
Oh, mama.
Wait, show me what it is first. Jarch is putting a dripper in my mouth. What did I do? Swallow?
Yeah.
Oh, that's strong, Senorita. Oh, fuck me. What the fuck? That goes straight up your nose. Why didn't you tell me that's like eating a eucalyptus plant?
Yeah.
I'm a true Kevin.
Yeah, you're a Trevor.
I'm eating a fucking eucalyptus leaf.
Yeah, you're a Trevor.
Mate, cunt, what the fuck did you just give me?
Yeah, it's called rocket fuel.
You could have told me it was going to burn my entire insides.
I didn't want to.
I can't do you know what that is? Vicks. Are you sure you meant to eat that? That's Vicks vapor drops.
Yeah.
What's it meant to do?
Clear you out or whatever. Oh, I need some water now. I had too much. I gave you a lot too. What about how drinking hurts your throat now?
Ow! That burns!
Yeah, it does.
Mm. Let me see the packet. Who gave you that?
I bought it.
Rocket fuel, natural sinus and
Because you know I can't breathe through my nose.
Respiratory. Respiratory support. Therapy.
I had a lot of it.
It's got manuka honey, Dion, water.
Oh, we got water. Good.
Methanol crystals, apple cider vinegar, eucalyptus oil, peppermint oil, lemon oil, aloe vera oil. Made in New Zealand.
Yeah, it's a Kiwi thing.
Bam. Fuck, I actually am really fucked off you gave me that.
Oh, sorry.
My throat, like, full burns.
Yeah, it's good, though, because it clicked.
Imagine if I was allergic to something in that.
Are you allergic to anything?
No.
So.
A guy that I was out for breakfast with, one of the, there was a group of us, and he is allergic to nuts. And he was like, can I have a sip of that before you sip it? And I was like, fuck, I got a smoothie. I was thinking in my head, fuck you. Like, I haven't even had a sip that's... That's something I'd do. Like, yeah. No one does that to me.
But why did he want to sip?
Because I'd been drinking an almond cappuccino. So I would have killed him.
Is he really allergic?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so then I had a sip and then gave it to him and he died. But no, I did give him a sip before I...
So even if your lips had been touching an almond cappuccino...
I think he'd die. Maybe not die, but, like, you've got to carry, like, a pen. An EpiPen?
EpiPen.
Is that for epileptic fits?
There you go, Dior's nodding.
Yeah, EpiPen. So I said to him, you've never had peanut butter? And he goes, no, you fucking idiot. It's got...
it's peanuts, buddy. Peanuts. Yeah, peanuts.
And I said, so you never had almond milk? He's like, no. And I just keep rattling
You can just keep
off.
Naming nuts if you
I
want,
I was like,
though.
Not even a cashew nut. And he was like, why can't you wrap your head around? How? I'm allergic to fucking nuts.
You would do that.
Yeah.
What... Did he find out by obviously having a nut or something that fucked him up?
I didn't get that far in the combo. I think he sucked his own nuts.
Lou, and then that's vulgar.
Also, at the breakfast I was at today, someone told me about, do you know who Derek Jeter is?
Oh, the fucking Derek Jeter.
Yeah.
But isn't he an NFL player?
Yeah. No, he was a
baseball player.
Yeah, apparently when he'd have women stay over... He'd let them leave with a gift basket.
What, he'd fuck them and then give them a packet?
And I think it had, like, signed memorabilia of her.
No.
Yeah. And, like, an outfit to, like, leave in, I think, was the whole premise of it.
Really?
Yeah. Someone told me that at the brunch today. I was
imagine
like,
that.
That wouldn't fly now.
Wouldn't it?
Well, I just feel like that's a bit, like, thanks
transactional.
For your, yeah, thanks for your service. Here's a signed memorabilia, a photo of me, and here's some, I don't know, Lululemon tights to go home in.
Better than no tights.
True.
You know what I mean?
I love how if a girl or a guy stays at someone's house and they always go home with like a jumper on or something, you're never getting that back.
Yeah, it's fucked.
I've got a lot of boys' hoodies.
How many?
Like I've got one at the moment and it says Duke across it. It's kind of like a
Duke vintage, University
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, it's like a vintagey one. He messaged me the other day and was like, I'm back in the East now, like I'll be getting that back. And
yeah, because
like,
you know how fucking annoying it is?
I was like, no, that's mine now.
Yeah, that's so annoying. Well, I've got a theory.
Okay.
I back this 100%. There's not one single woman ever on planet Earth that's ever bought a hoodie from a shop. Nah, you didn't buy it. That's a bloke.
Mate.
You didn't.
This is PE Nation.
That's my theory.
It's the right. Shittest theory you've ever come up with. I have many, many hoodies. And so do all my friends. We love hoodies.
Yeah, I know. Because you get them off men.
We don't get them from
off many, many men.
No, that's a lie. Senior.
It's a truth.
That's the shittest theory you've ever done.
No woman's ever bought a hoodie ever.
Mate, cut that from the potty.
Cut this.
Cut you.
Oh.
In half. Oh. You little Slytherin house dog.
What?
If you were in Harry Potter, you'd be in Slytherin.
I've done the test and I did it.
You'd be, oh, actually, I take it back. You'd be Hufflepuff, you boring freak.
I'm a Gryffindor and guess what? I wouldn't mind being Hufflepuff because badgers are fucking lit.
Hufflepuff is the shittest Hogwarts house.
Slytherin is.
You give off Malfoy vibes.
I do. You give off,
Don't.
you give off... Neville Longbottom vibes. And then who's that bird in Willy Wonka? Oh, the blueberry one?
Violet.
That's you.
You know who you look like?
Sid from Ice Age.
Peter Pettigrew. Very similar.
Yeah, very, little rat.
Very similar.
Yeah, I'll pay that. You know who you look like? Elle Macpherson. If she was in a horrific house fire. Ha ha ha! See how I gave you the compliment. I gave you all supermodel stuff, and then Lou,
it just hurt my feelings.
No, Lou, you look like I'm going first, and just first degree burns. Only first degree burns. No, Lou. Yeah. I could go for some Harry Potter right about now.
I thought you were going to say a drink. I was going to say, fuck yeah, let's go to the Rojo.
I could go for a drink, to be
it
honest.
It is Thursday.
Friday Eve. Going to the Gold Coast tomorrow.
Yeah, what's that for?
Steph and...
What are you doing? Yeah.
I don't know, thinking. I didn't even realise. What was I doing? Bing, 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 bing. Sorry, yeah. Steph and Claudia.
Yeah.
Are doing a dementia walk.
That's right.
Yeah, they raised money because both of their fathers were afflicted with dementia.
Could you send me the link after this so I can donate?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Bless, that's so sweet.
So they're doing the walk on Sunday. So we're going up for a bit of a shindig, sort of Friday, muck around Saturday, and then they walk Sunday, then we fly home.
How long's the walk?
4 kilometres. It's not long,
so
but
go
I think
out
it's a bit.
Friday night, get a bit lit.
Yeah. I think we'll do a Friday nudge, Saturday wholesome.
Yeah, nice dinnery kind
of.
I
say that now. You're in the Gold Coast Saturday night.
Yeah.
And I'm not walking, so.
No. But also, you could. Like, I do hot girl, I'd walk 10Ks, huh?
Correct.
Over.
Yeah, exactly right.
I have walked 10Ks today.
Have you?
Yeah.
Good effort.
Do the time, do the crime, do the time.
Nice, senorita. Okay, that was very okay. Just scissored my index finger.
I thought you were going in to pound it.
Yeah, it wasn't.
So then I got a change.
You and handshakes and really don't. That felt oddly
very inappropriate.
Arousing. So
it's just the illusion of the pants. I'm gonna take these back to the pants store.
So that'll be good. I haven't been to the Goldie for fucking ages. And
oh, you're going to go to the theme parks? Go on.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Please go on.
I
want to
go to
Roller
Movie
Coaster.
World. Yes. I love those worlds.
Go on the best one is the Scooby-Doo one. And you go up and then you get to this bit and you think you're going to go through some doors, Jarch. And these doors open and then you go like this, zoom, and you fall backwards.
I fucking love that shit.
I love roller coasters.
Yeah, I wonder if I can. Maybe I bloody do that. Because it's fucking, yeah, they're a lot of fun. I used to love them. Like, some of my best memories of a child is going to all those worlds.
There's Rainbow's End in New Zealand, and one time I made Dad come on it 6 times with me. He was like, we'll hop off this round. I was like, one more time. And they were like, the roller coaster's weighed down too much. You've got to get off.
Sir, your daughter has broken our roller coaster. You owe us $650,000 for repairs. So I'm going to, I might do that. That'd be a lot of fun.
You should go on your own. Good character building.
Mate, you know me.
Oh, do you know what else
I
is
go
good?
Into everything by myself.
The Wild West. You go through.
Yeah, that's my favourite.
Yes, and then you get to the top and you go, ah!
Dude, I forgot about that.
Is that Movie World or Dream World?
That's Movie World.
Go to Movie World, Jarch. And there's the new one, the Green Lantern.
Is it?
Yes.
How do you know that?
It's not super new. I'm going to say 2 years old.
Pretty new.
But I haven't been since I was like 8.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Last time I went, we went to the Hard Rock Cafe as well.
Yeah.
And I got my face painted like a cat.
Yeah.
And I kind of had like an allergic reaction. So there's a photo of me at the dinner table like crying, painted as a cat.
So you are allergic to some.
I don't know if I was, I think just like, you know when you're young and your skin's just like fresh and rashy?
No.
I
don't. You know what I got? Because I had to go on Racutane because I was jackney, severe fucking acne.
Oh, they actually... I was going to laugh, but that makes me sad.
Cause why?
Because I know how it feels when I get pimples. I feel self-conscious.
Oh, mate, it is what it is. I fucking was jackney for ages.
That's sad.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's life.
It's life, I know, but it's tough because people make fun of you, you know?
Yeah, but, mate, who gives a fuck?
Well, at that age, I feel like it's a sensitive time to have acne and people making fun of you.
I think it's the most normal time to have acne because you're a teenager.
I'm aware of that, but it's still
look,
people make fun of you.
Well, just know that it didn't faze me and doesn't.
I think it did.
Well, it fazed me because when I'd play, it would hurt when I'd play footy. Like it was very, like back knee, I'd get some chack knee, chest acne.
Yeah, that's.
Knack knee, neck acne.
That's.
Fack knee, face acne. Cockney. Yeah, that's where we were going with it.
Peck, peanut.
Packney.
Yeah.
But I can't remember what I was saying.
Neither.
Something about going on Rakuten.
Yes. Thank you, Dior. Fuck, he did. And ever since I've gone on Rakuten, so Rakuten has some pretty severe fucking side effects. Like my hands used to peel.
Psoriasis.
My hands used to peel. I used to get dry lips. And ever since, my skin has been really sensitive. So if you slap my skin, it goes really red. And I never used to do that before Accutane. Why are you sizzling?
Psoriasis.
No, I don't have psoriasis.
I think you do.
Do I?
Around there. I mean, yeah. Your skin's quite like red. And
yeah, sometimes I do get a bit.
I think you've got it. You could just be flushed. Remember that movie Flushed Away with the rats?
No. Never seen it.
I don't know if I've ever seen it.
Hugh Jackman played an animated rat.
Really?
That yeah. feels rock bottom for him.
What?
That was a good movie.
I've never seen Flushed Away.
I actually don't think I have either.
So like, what? How can you remember it then?
Because it just I remember seeing the movie cover.
Oh, I'm gonna Google that because I've never actually seen that movie cover.
You know what's a great film? Ratatouille. The little rat who steals all the cheese and becomes a little chef at night.
Oh, it's like a Wallace and Gromit style thing.
Yes, like Chicken Run.
Oh, that's a good film. They're making Chicken Run too, you know.
Are they?
Yeah, they are.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's time for Henji.
Wenji.
Atata.
A little bit of spice with Henji Wenji.
Atata.
I'm excited for this. This is what I need. I need to sit back in this chair, relax.
Do a sweet fuck all.
And just listen to some fucking.
I hope that when you quit your job, you start bringing a bit more content.
Jesus Christ.
Seriously, though, I've got a whole Google Notes.
Yeah, I understand that. But you've got fuck all to do every day.
I've had a lot to do lately.
What?
I got a lot of paid content to film.
Oh, big dog. Big dog LTT. She's a mad influencer. Yeah, he should play content. Fucking dickhead.
Mate, it's going to be you in about 2 weeks, you fucking idiot.
Oh, excuse me, senorita. Yeah, but I'm not going to... I'm not going to fucking start claim that it's hard.
I'm not saying it's hard.
Yeah, you do.
It's not ideal.
Yeah, you do.
Just
you're a nerd.
Shut your mouth. Shut your pie hole.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to
you
me.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Kick.
No, ow. I've been doing some serious homework on Hinge.
Have you?
I've been like scrolling at nighttime, going to town.
We got a blanket in here. Could I have it, Dio? I want to get real comfy for this. Daddy wants to get comfy. I'm Daddy, by the way.
Are you going to have like a wank under there?
I'm sorry? Oh, that's the scattest blanket of all time.
Okay.
Hit up.
This guy has said a random fact I love is...
Word naked, N-A-K-E-D, is pronounced naked. But then there's a word called baked, B-A-K-E-D, and it's baked. It's pronounced completely differently. Why is that? It is so weird. It doesn't make sense to me.
Unnecessary. Why does that need to be on your hinge? He's right. Naked and baked, that spelt the same but said differently.
There's heaps of shit like that.
But what?
It's just one of the quirks of the English language, bro. So fuck it. Get over it. Shut up.
This guy has said... So hang on, I'm just going to stretch it out for a moment. Oh, fuck. What? You know when you get like pins and... Ah!
Yeah.
Oh!
This is a shit show. Okay.
Ow, fuck.
Okay. Okay.
I'm just getting cump.
Yeah. You don't need to abbreviate the word comfy.
Mate, I'm going
to... Who's abbreviates comfy to cump?
Well, I say I'm having a shaz.
What's that? A Chardonnay. What's that? A shower.
That's, yeah.
A shaz.
Yeah, I'm just having a quick shaz.
You're a fucking...
Kind of sounds like I'm...
You called it Suzzy Hills, Kampf, Shaz. Shut up. Just shut
up. Look at this.
I know, it's pathetic.
Look at this. It's pathetic. This screams pathetic.
I'm a pathetic piece of shit.
You are. And it's going to be even worse when you quit your job.
I know.
You're going to be worse than me.
We're going to go drinking
It's going to be really dangerous. Maybe I should move from Rose Bay. Because if I move to Paddo, at least we'll be further away.
Yeah, true. But we'll probably just FaceTime each other and just drink in our respective houses.
It's what we did do the other weekend.
That is correct.
Yeah, we've got a problem. Okay, this guy said, my cry in the car song is...
You can have your space, cowboy. I ain't gonna fence you in. Go on right away in your Silverado. Da 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 da. I forgot the fucking lyrics.
He won me over.
I like it. I liked it a lot.
He won me over.
I liked it a lot.
I thought he was a dickhead, and then the pizzazz he was giving to the da 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 da. I fucking forgot the lyrics. Yeah, I'm happy with it.
I really liked that.
Was he hot?
He was all right.
Okay.
This guy said, I'm the type of texter who?
Like as in
the... I'm the type of texter that had all those holes down the side of it and you could, like, put them together and then they would, like, form into, like, little guns. You know the ones you had in primary schools? Or you could build, like, spaceships. Yeah, I'm that kind of texter.
Trying to be comedy.
Is that funny?
I didn't think it was.
I think objectively, comedy is subjective traditionally. I think objectively, that wasn't funny.
There's not a lot of good conversation coming out of either of us today.
What? Yeah, it gave me a burst of nostalgia, though. I did used to love making big rifles with those connector texters. They were fucking deadly. You'd make full rifles with them. Go around. Do this, do this, do this. Yeah, you're fine. Oh, it's so good to watch.
But I can't, like, roll my tongue.
Neither. Oh, I can't roll my tongue.
Oh, actually.
This makes me good.
This looks like a...
You can roll your tongue. You just did it.
This looks like a crepe.
Wow. What?
Anyway.
Is that all we got?
No, wait, I just got another to add on to.
Yeah.
Franco used to have this, like, quirky joke where someone would be like, can I borrow a pen? And he had, like, a huge pen. It was, like, this big. And he'd, like, pull it out.
I love it. It's prop comedy.
So Franco. And did I tell you about the time at my 18th birthday?
Mm-hmm.
That he dressed up as a security guard.
Yeah, you
wearing
did.
Wearing the wig and, like, had the microphone being like, no, they can't come in.
I can't wait to meet Franco.
And I was like, Dad, you're embarrassing me. Tina, eat the food, you fat lord.
Yeah, fucking teenage angst.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, I know.
Quote.
So I understood it.
You hate when I do that. You hate me.
No, I don't.
Why? Okay. This guy said a boundary of mine is...
my fan and my air conditioning. Both stay on 24/7.
Okay, sweet. That sounds fucking dope.
Can I just say, why would you have your fan and your aircon going at the same time?
Makes no sense.
Because you might have your aircon on hot and your fan's obviously going to make it cold, or you might have your aircon on cold and then the fan going. Do you think he likes...
But if you need the fucking...
Do you think he likes the sound of the fan?
No idea.
Because I in winter like to sleep with the fan on because I like the sound of the fan.
Really?
Well, if I could have my dream, if the fan didn't make me cold, I'd have white noise and a fan going. Oh. My eye mask, sleep spray, Kevin, pillow under my knee, pajamas.
And you wonder why you're single.
I'd say this podcast also has a huge...
Oh, a huge it's a fair proponent of it, yeah absolutely.
Like, I'd say it's very cock-blocking.
Well... yeah, yeah. When you transition from the wristy queen to the gobby queen, maybe things will pick up. But until that day, sister, stick to Kevin, kid. Oh, Lou, don't cry. Yeah, he's... yeah, I don't know about that one.
This is a good one. Okay, this guy said the best travel story.
So in 2015, I thought I was going to miss my flight on the way to the airport, and I was really worried. And there was this big speed bump, but luckily got to the airport and I was really relieved. And I remember sitting on the flight and thinking about how excited, you know, I was for my trip and how good it was going to be. And I had an orange juice on the flight. And then I got off, and as I was in the arrival lounge, the first thing that greeted me was the sights, the sounds and the smells. And I just thought, it's so good to be in Canberra.
That's a ripper. That's amazing.
Yeah, I didn't know where he was going with
That's what I mean. Because I listened to it and I was like, is this guy joking? Like, yeah. This is the shittest story I've ever heard. Yeah, yeah. Orange juice and the camera part.
Yeah, it's good.
The Raiders! The captain's 100th game next week.
You're a good girl.
300th.
300th game. What's his name? Joe Crocker.
Yep. Joe Cocker.
And he wears white head.
Yeah, he paints his hair white.
I'm going to do that for him.
You're going to paint your hair white?
Next podcast.
For Joe Cocker, you're going to paint your hair
Charles
white.
And Henry asked me if I would do that on the podcast. And I said, yep.
So you're going to paint your hair white for Joe Cocker? Are you actually going to do it, buddy?
Go the Raiders. That's all the hingy wingies you've got today.
Oh, no.
Well, mate, you haven't done any preps.
At all, none.
Nothing. I said do some farm turns. Give me some impressions.
All right. I'll give you an impression now. You're a fucking...
you're a hungover girl doing a podcast with a piece of shit. Oh, wait, I don't have to do anything.
She's gone method. You're an investigator. You're an investigator in LA in the 1950s. Trying to solve the murder of a famous starlet, and you're interrogating the main perp.
Okay. All right, everybody, clear the room. Everybody, clear the room. All right, here, buddy. You've got 3 minutes with me before I bring in the big guns. I know for a fact that you are the perpetrator and you stole the starlet.
What? He murdered a starlet.
I know you murdered the starlet.
A starlet's a human. What do you think it's...
I thought it was a car. It's a Toyota starlet.
It kind of makes sense. You know, it sounds
I
right.
I thought he'd stolen the Toyota starlet.
No, it's a murder thing. Go.
Sorry.
Proceed.
Back to...
action.
Back to the character. You've got 3 minutes to tell me where you put the starlet's body. 3 minutes. I'm going to leave you here and I'm going to come back and you're going to think about what you've done and then you're going to tell me where you've murdered the body.
Worst interrogation ever. So,
I haven't finished.
Sorry, just to clarify.
All right, I've got an AK-47 and you don't tell me where the body is.
Just to clarify, his interrogation tactic was to just leave the room and not interrogate him. Well,
he might think about his actions and go, he's right, I should reveal where the starlet's body is.
That's a good point.
Like, you know, it's like when you're younger and your parents go, I'm going to leave you here to reflect on what you've done.
Yeah, sweet. And I just, like, think about, you know, oh, I can't even come up with anything. All right, another character. You're a shoe designer and you've just created, you're an Italian shoe designer and you've just created what you think is going to be the next Yeezy.
Oh my God, oh my God, I don't. My body is just full of so many emotions. I don't know what to do. I've just created this beautiful stiletto and it's going to take over the world.
You're always German. Or any European accent, you're always German. It's so funny, you claim all this Italian shit, you can't even do it.
I am Italian. I grew up with my nonno and nonna.
Doesn't mean shit.
I stomped grapes.
Doesn't mean.
That's what we did. We made wine with them. We bloody picked the tomatoes from the glass houses. My nonna would cook a beautiful gnocchi from scratch 2 days before we arrived.
Yeah, I drink and get in barroom fights. Doesn't mean I'm Irish. My granddad was. It just, that's life.
You always go on about how you're Irish.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
When?
You always bring up your Irish heritage. How I lived there for a year when I was 19. Fuck off.
That's not true. You're getting defensive. You're getting very defensive.
You're giving narcissist vibes this way. You're sitting in the way you're acting and you've folded arms.
Reminds me of a gas almost that's lit up what I'm doing. Reminds me of some sort of a gas that's lighting.
I can smell, something's leaking.
What I'm doing right now smells a bit gassy and a bit lighty.
Is someone going to check the elements?
Someone check. Is gas in this room? It's lighting up. Yeah, there is. And I know what I'm doing. Yeah, I like it. Oh, dear. Okay, another character.
This is a whole heap of shit.
Oh, fuck yeah. All right, you're a...
Wait, can I just say one thing? When we also went to that business meeting, one of the like top dogs was like to one of the sales girls, so how did you describe the podcast? What was your wording? And she goes... just a whole bucket of shit. And both that's you and I went, right. We were like, that's perfect. That's like the new tagline.
That's actually what she said. It's just a bucket of shit.
Yeah, we mean well. It's just a bucket of shit. Because it is.
And then she was like, no, but it's really good.
It's a good
like,
bucket of shit.
We get it. We get it. Don't worry. That's a good memory. All right. You're a Portuguese beekeeper. And you've just been... You've unfortunately had a slight mishap and you've just been stung 100 times and your offsider that's just first day has also been stung 100 plus times.
Okay. Ooh, I'll just finish this Portuguese chicken wrap.
Okay. Nom, nom, that nom, seems nom. A bit racist.
Why?
Why, just because they're Portuguese? They've got to eat Portuguese chicken.
I was
chicken.
Just thinking
you're
of
disgusting.
I was just thinking of a Porto because I like their Portuguese chicken wrap.
Got you. Oh, sorry. Proceed. And... Action.
Okay, you go over there and you take that beehive.
Whoa. You're Portuguese.
God, it's a tough bloody Spielberg over here. Okay, you go over there and take that beehive. I'll go over here and take this beehive. Oh, no, somebody's left the gates open. The bees are swarming.
Just so wrong on so many levels. Oh. You know, you're this is your attempt at any sort of an accent. If it's European or just anywhere that we don't know, you just put Z for the. You go, the bees are coming out. How is the bees? German, Italian, Spanish, Portuguese, whatever. It's always just
I'll get a bit more cultured when I go to Europe.
Yeah, true.
I'll come back with
right,
a good
you're
accent.
You're a...
No, I've had enough. I'm done.
Okay. Fair. Time for the hotline. Fuck it. Hotline up. Yep. I haven't done my prep either, so these are completely random.
Fuck's sake. This is going to be every week now when you've got no job.
No, it's the state of origin. Where's
my phone?
You know
what's going to be great when I'm in Europe and the time difference? I'll probably be drunk for quite a few podcasts.
Yeah, that will be good.
That'll be some good Connie. Mate, I always say Connie. No. I do. That's in my wheelhouse.
Stop fucking abbreviating shit, you lemon. You Lululemon. Oh, Lululemon.
I am wearing Lululemon shorts. I'm fancy.
Now we're going rogue with these cunts.
Okay. That was felt a bit aggressive to you. I don't think you needed to use the C-bomb there.
Sorry. Sorry, Mum. Sorry, Mum.
I'm Mummy, by the way.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Let's see what I got.
What's up, Piglets?
Okay.
Calling in from fucking Victoria. Thought I'd ask fucking Jarch, you mentioned being a bit of a stoner back in the day. How about you, Lou? Fucking had them big ass lungs. Hope you fucking
He's blatantly stoned.
I think he's had a few bamboo schooners, that fella.
Yeah.
I wasn't a big stoner. I used to smoke a bit of yarny at uni, but like not.
Nah, I wasn't.
Only in the first year, but I don't like it.
It wasn't in my wheelhouse. It actually wasn't.
Yeah, I smoked it for a bit, mate, but I wasn't a stoner. Tom and Eddie were stoners. one of them still is. Stoned right now. Okay. Oh, sorry for sniffing.
Hey, bedwetters.
Hello.
Hey, Jarchi, just letting you know your new rap song's giving off big cursor vibes.
Okay.
You might want to get some face tats if you're going to think of the next album. Rapper. Yeah, all right. See you, bedwetters.
Should I get face tattoos next?
Nah. I got a face tattoo at a festival once.
Oh, you didn't, because you don't have it. You got your face painted, you fuckhead.
Well, it was a tattoo place that it didn't come off for like 2 days. I had froth.
It's not
tattooed across my.
You did not have froth on your forehead, you piglet.
I lost all my friends, and then they found me front left at Rhythm and Vines, and I had froth. I was like 19. Let me be.
I respect Lou.
You expect any less?
I love it. I love that.
Mm.
Froth on your fucking...
It was like the word. We'd be like, froth. We're going to froth tonight.
You're a fucking animal. I love that. Let me find one that'll start. Here we go. Let's see what we got.
What's going on? Fucking, I just listened to episode... What's your fucking most recent one here? Fucking, what'll be 58, Cockburg? Fuck. Me, mate, I'm just pissing myself laughing listening to this. You guys need to fucking check yourselves. I don't know what's going on. Fucking structures out the window. All he's doing is fucking just talking mad shit and arguing, and it is the funniest fucking thing. And the best start to my Wednesday.
Thank you very much, mate.
Have That's a fucking so nice.
Ripper day. Love you both.
Love you too, bud.
Do you know, he's That's not nice. Wrong that the structure in the last 2 weeks has gone out the window. It's as soon as I did that drunk podcast.
Yeah.
We've sort of just taken that format.
Yeah.
And rolled with it.
I know.
I don't mind it.
I don't mind it, but shiver
me timbers. Does anyone else mind it? Tell us if you want the structure back.
Yeah, because probably could use a bit of... If he thinks that one had no structure, wait till you hear this one, Big Rig.
Wait for this, my friend.
This one's fucked up, buddy. Okay, let's see what else we got here.
G'day, fucking chicks with dicks and ones with no chins. Just listening to the lizards right now. And fucking, it reminded me of when I was like, fat 8-year-old Lou, but without the fat. I was sitting, I used to live in the Queensland up and down with my family. And I was sitting down on the fucking bottom floor where the table and chairs out there, out of nowhere. Big fuck off go, Anna, is what they call him up there, but monitor. It was like fucking over a meter. The cunt was looking at me, I was looking at the cunt. and it wasn't a good time. It was fucked.
Could you tell the story faster?
Fucking lizards can die in a hole.
Hold on.
I could not give a fuck about them.
Hold on. That was the most loose story. That story, mate, that took you a minute. Number one, thanks for calling in. You looked at a lizard.
That was me with the three sausages.
That's a three sausager,
that
mate.
That was a three sausager. I'm glad that came in because that was worse than the three sausager. Loved the call, but that was worse than the three sausager.
You just told us you looked at a lizard and it took you a minute.
Longer. I felt like there was at least a minute and a half.
Minute one. Okay.
But that was long. It was a long-winded story for him to look at a goanna.
Yeah.
Like, at least I thought he'd get attacked by
Hannah,
it.
Hannah, or, like, killed it or something, but he just bloody looked at it.
Yeah.
Anyway, good.
Yeah.
Glad you, yeah.
We done?
Yeah, so we'll end it on the bloody good old lizard yarn because I reckon you got to end on your best.
End on a high.
End on a
high. We've always said that, and we've also always said if the high is...
Whenever you find...
On the top of the...
All right, well, there you go.
Fucking Jarchi on TikTok.
Fucking on TikTok and bloody whatever.
And bloody Hooroo and Chow Chow.
Keep pissing,
keep
you lot.
Keep pissing.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye, senoritas.
Bye, senoritas.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.